aware of how the homestead laws work, but a married woman couldn't take a homestead. And so my parents homesteaded, and then they got married afterwards, see, and that way they got a double quota of land, which they really needed in this country. I mean, this is kind of marginal land out here, you know. And I suppose now, between all the kids and myself, we buy land once in a while, or we did, and I expect we're sitting on probably 12,000 acres, something like that. Which really isn't that much in this country. I mean, you need that much.
Now, do they ever use it for growing crops?
No, it's too marginal soil for that. It's just livestock is what it is.
About how long is the growing season here between frosts? Too short for much of anything?
Well, no, it wouldn't be if your soil was good enough. There's places around here where the soil is better, and they farm in this country. But I'd have to do a little thinking on that about between frost business, but we're just about to pass the danger of frost in the spring now, although it could still freeze. You bet it could. It could go clear into June on rare occasions, you know.
Did you mention your religion?
Well, my religion is, we belong to the Methodist Church over here. And I guess that's the whole story.
Okay. Maybe you could tell me a little about your wife and your children now, if you would.
Well, my wife is a native of this country, the same as myself, and she was born and raised here too, and we have two children, a daughter and a son. And our son does most of the ranching now. And we have five grandchildren. Actually, I guess we got seven, depends on how you count. My son has remarried, see, and his second wife had two children. So I guess we got seven grandkids.
That's great. Was your wife born in the city, or?
No, she was born in the country.
I see. And do you know the exact date?
Yeah, she was born the 18th of November, 1922.
Right around here in Upton.
Yes, uh-huh. Yes. Well, it was about 15 miles south of here, or 20.
And her educational background and occupation and social contacts?
Her educational background is very similar to mine. She finished high school down at Newcastle, and she never went further than that.
Her occupation, she a housewife?
Mm-hmm. Just housewife.
I imagine that it took in a lot of work.
Full time job, I reckon.
Okay. But what about your social contacts together? Belong to any clubs or?
Well, we were pretty active in the Masonic circles and appendant bodies and. My wife belonged to a sorority they had here in town a while, and of course we were both active in the Veterans of Foreign Wars and the Auxiliary.
And her ethnic ancestry, where were her people from originally?
How far back are you going?
Well, I guess when they came to the United States.
Well, one side of her family came from England. And I think the other side were Germans, is the way I'd tell it.
I see. Okay. And now maybe you could tell me something about your parents and all the way back to your grandparents. I guess if you would, begin with your mother's side.
Okay. My mother's parents immigrated into this country from Denmark.
That's good. That's like me.
Is that right? Is that right?
Great Dane of some sort.
You know, when I ask you about your religion, I just assumed that you probably were a Mormon, being from Salt Lake. And when my mother's folks come to this country from Denmark,